Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this second demonstration of using Siri. Now that I've had more time to play with Siri and got some feedback, I just want to go through a few things on using Siri, which is slightly different to the way I use Siri in the first demonstration. So as usual, I've got my iPhone turned on, VoiceOver's running, and indeed it's the iPhone 4S. So first of all, let me actually run Siri on my iPhone first. Now, what I was doing in the first demonstration, I was holding down the home button until I finished talking and then releasing it. What you can actually do, and that does work, is hold down the home button until you hear the first double beep, release the home button, say what you need to say, Siri will then do a double beep when you finish talking and process. So I'll do that now. Yes. What time is it in Sydney?
You said, what time is it in Sydney? The time in Sydney is 10:44 a.m. Sydney, 10:44 a.m. today.
Okay. Now, I've actually got that screen I was talking about in the initial podcast on the screen that comes up when you're speaking with Siri. And this is where you actually don't have to hold down the home button to activate Siri. So if I come down to the home button and go one finger up.
Listen button.
There's the listen button, which you actually don't have to use. You can just do a two-finger double tap, as if you were starting and stopping audio playing, of course, or stopping and starting, you know, hanging up and entering a phone call. So I'm going to do a two-finger double tap, and it's just basically like pressing the home button until it activates the double beep, and then I can talk. So I'll do that now, two-finger double tap. What date is it today in Sydney?
You said, what day is it today in Sydney? It's Wednesday, 09/11/2011 in Sydney.
Okay, so I can do a two-finger double tap again. What is the weather today in Sydney?
You said, what is the weather today in Sydney? Okay, here's the weather for Sydney today. Current conditions for Sydney, 81 degrees.
Okay, which is not really good for me in Australia because that's actually in Fahrenheit, but never mind. So you can see just doing a two-finger double tap really speeds up the process. What you have to remember, though, is that if I now press the home button,
messages,
so I've come out of that pop-up now, back to my normal home screen. If I now do a two-finger double tap,
provided by Cashfly at cachefly.com,
okay, it's playing my podcast as it would normally do with the two-finger double tap to stop and start a podcast that I've already been listening to previously before doing this audio demo. So to get that interface back up again where I could just do a two-finger double tap, I have to hold down the home button.
Listen.
What is the weather in Melbourne today?
You said, what is the weather in Melbourne today? Checking the weather for Melbourne. I don't seem to be able to get weather information right now. Please try again later.
Fair enough. Okay, so I've now got that interface on the screen. If I wanted to double check, of course, I could just find my home button, go slightly up.
Listen button.
And there is indeed the listen button. So I do a two-finger double tap. What time is it in London?
You said, what time is it in London? In London, England, it's 11:47 p.m. London, 11:48 p.m. yesterday.
Okay. So what I didn't do last time, of course, was to demonstrate how you can actually play your music podcasts with Siri. So I'm actually going to ask it to play one of my favourite podcasts, which is Tech News Today. So I'll do that now. Two-finger double tap. Play Tech News Today.
You said, play Tech News Today. Now playing album Tech News Today. Now playing album Tech News Today.
And I can ask it to stop by doing tipping a double tap. Stop.
You said, stop. Okay, the music stopped.
Okay, and let's play another podcast that I've got, such as Main Menu. Play Main Menu.
You said, play Main Menu. Now playing album Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Two-finger double tap. Stop.
You said, stop. Okay, The music stopped.
Another thing I wanted to show, which I found very cool the other day, was to change a message that you're about to send to someone. You actually can change it by just saying a new message. So I'm going to do a two-finger double tap. Send a message to my wife.
You said, send a message to my wife. Okay, I can send a text to Ellen Woodbridge for you. What would you like it to say?
Okay, to Ellen Woodbridge. Tapping us, of course. Please ignore this message as it's a test using Siri.
You said, please ignore this message as is a test using Siri. I updated your message. Ready to send it. To Ellen Woodbridge. Message. Please ignore this message as is a test using Siri.
Okay, now I might not want to actually say that to my wife. So I'm actually going to change it. So I'm going to do a two-finger double tap and just say the word change. Change.
You said change. Okay, what would you like the message to say?
Okay, so I'm now going to say a new message. So two-finger double tap. Just testing Siri. Don't worry about this message.
You said, just testing Siri, don't worry about this message. I updated your message, ready to send it. To Ellen Woodbridge, message, just testing Siri, don't worry about this message.
Okay, so it's indeed read it back to us, and we want to send it, of course, so we do a two-finger double tap, and I just say send. Send. And of course, if I touch the screen.
To Ellen Woodbridge, listen, button. Okay, I'll send it.
Okay, so it's actually sent. In this final part of the demonstration, I've actually taken the iPhone out of the mixer, as I can't operate this feature with the cable plugged into the iPhone. And that feature is, if you hold the iPhone to your ear, Siri will actually activate and you can speak to her normally. So I'm still sitting at my listen prompt, as I like to call it. So I'm actually going to hold the iPhone to my ear. Now what I'm going to do is, because I'm going to hold the iPhone to my ear, it's going to be in privacy mode. So I'm actually going to turn the phone slightly away from my ear so the actual loudspeaker activates and you'll be able to hear Siri respond to what I've actually said. So I'm holding the phone to my ear now. Testing this feature.
You said, testing this feature. Sorry, I don't understand testing this feature.
Okay. And the other thing that's really cool about this feature, let me get rid of this listen prompt on the screen from Siri completely. I'm going to press the home button.
Messages, 6 new items.
Okay, I've gone back to my iPhone home screen. And now I'm going to hold the phone to my ear again. Hello, Siri.
You said, hello, Siri. Hello, Siri. Text field.
Well, I did say hello, Siri. And we've got that listen prompt back on the screen again. So if I hold the iPhone to my ear again. Will I need a raincoat this evening?
You said, will I need a raincoat this evening? It doesn't look like it's going to rain in Gosford this evening.
Okay, and there we have it. Now I've still got that listen prompt on the screen, so if I touch the screen.
Listen, button.
Okay, but basically you could literally take your phone out of your pocket and use her straight away. And one final part of this feature, let me just press the home button, lock the screen.
Messages. Screen locked.
Okay, and I press my home button or the power button to wake the phone up again.
319.
Okay, and now I hold the phone to my ear. Hello, Siri.
You said, hello, Siri. Hi, David.
Okay, and of course that would also have worked if I would have actually held the home button down to also speak to Siri. And again, I've got that prompt on the screen, the listen prompt. So I press the listen home button.
Button. 320.
Okay, I'm back to the normal lock screen and Siri prompt is actually gone. So that concludes this audio demonstration of Siri. If you have any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.